Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Christian Wade, and we're going to talk about Azure Analysis Services, some new features like Auto Scale. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, Scott, I'm very excited to be here. Thank you very much for having me back.
Yep, absolutely, my pleasure. So last time you showed me some cool things that you did with a huge data set of taxi data.
Yes.
Maybe you could use that again.
Yes, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to show the user experience using the taxi data set just very briefly, just to remind the viewers what Azure Analysis Services is for, and then we'll lead through to scale out. But before we'll get there, we'll look at diagnostic logging in order to figure out that we need scale out.
Yeah, and I would say as someone who would be creating these kinds of reports, I would prefer to think about scaling as little as possible.
Absolutely.
It sounds like that's your goal as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so we'll start here with the user experience. This is the New York taxi data set. Each row in this trip table represents an individual taxi ride across a 10-year period. This trip count measure gives us the count of all the rows. I'm going to casually drag it onto the canvas, and bang, this is over 10 billion rows. This is about 9 terabytes of data. Last time I came here, it was 2 billion, now it's 10 billion. Every time I come here, it's going to exponentially increase.
Oh, wow.
All right. Anyway, so 10 billion, 9 terabytes of data, instant gratification. You know, if I want to see revenue per trip, for example, and then break it out by zip code, I just get instant response times. It's so seamless. And then, of course, we can visualize this on a map, latitude, longitude, and revenue. Just make this a little bit bigger. And there we go. There we have all the pickup locations in New York, just instant, you know, clicky, clicky, draggy, droppy data analysis over massive data sets.
But it seems impossibly fast, and you're saying that we might need to scale this. It's already 10 billion rows. It's already super fast.
Yes. So there are some cases where you might want to scale out to replicas to support maybe hundreds or thousands of concurrent users, for example, or whilst we're loading these massive data sets, we want to take that server out of the query pool so that we don't affect users.
Okay, so then the need for scale is not just or maybe less about the size of the data set.
Yes.
10 billion, 20 billion, and more about the number of people who are interested in that data set.
Absolutely.
So right now, there's one person, you.
Yes, absolutely.
Looking at this data set on your servers.
Yes.
But if you run a company that has a bunch of analysts, you might have 1,000 people looking at the data set.
That's exactly
right. That's the scale problem.
That's exactly right. And you know, as you saw, the queries return very fast. So we actually support a lot of concurrent users given that the queries are so fast. But there will obviously be a threshold somewhere where you have advanced analysts that are submitting advanced queries.
Okay, so then it is identifying that threshold and then dealing with it gracefully.
Yes.
That is the point.
That is the point.
All right.
Absolutely. And so I'm going to switch over to Azure Diagnostic Logging and show you how we would set up diagnostic logging to help us figure out we need scale out. So here I'm in the Azure Analysis Services server in the Azure portal. And I'm going to scroll down to the diagnostic logs section. And I can simply click add diagnostic setting. I already created one earlier.
It's interesting to point out, if I may, before
you
absolutely. That diagnostic logs icon, the diagnostic log pane, looks very familiar. It's the one that I use when I do websites and
it's
I add
diagnostics. It's exactly the same one. So we get all of the Azure diagnostic logging data across the customer architecture on Azure in one place, pre-integrated. This was one of the real challenges when doing this on premises. It wasn't even integrated with the performance counter data, let alone the data from the rest of the customer architecture.
So because Azure has diagnostic logging, for lack of a better word, as a service.
Yes.
You, the analysis services team in the cloud, were able to enlist in their service.
That's all we did.
And since I already know how to use diagnostic logging, I know how to do it
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. And it's like we're taking all the credit, and this was all pre-built for us. All we did was hook into the pipeline, and that was
And then I, as the developer, get to take credit as well.
Because absolutely.
A new Lego brick
has
shown up.
A new Lego brick has arrived.
Very cool.
So here we are, and we can output to storage accounts, as you and others are already familiar with. To Event Hub for wider integration with big data systems. I like Log Analytics a lot. That's what I'm using. So I've hooked it up to Log Analytics. I'll show that in just a moment. And we can output engine events. So these are the most useful SQL Server Analysis Services extended events.
Okay.
All right. Service events are things like scale up, down, pause, resume. Mm-hmm. And metrics gives us the performance counter data. Right, and it's integrated in one place. And I'll quickly point out that This was quite a lot of work to set up on-premises traditionally. You would have to use SQL Server Extended Event Session Management to output to an XCL file, which was a proprietary binary format. You'd use special system functions to access that data in SQL Server, which would output in XML format. You would do complex parsing of it. It was a lot of work, and it wasn't pre-integrated, as we said earlier. So here, this is much simpler.
I was talking with a friend recently about the idea that the cloud has taken the second page of my resume,
yes,
and turned it into a checkbox.
Absolutely, that's what it feels like. Everything's just a little checkbox, and you have to pull it.
So I can either embrace it, or I can feel bad about it. But yeah. I choose to embrace it. So you click that button.
Exactly.
Page two of your resume is gone.
You know, embrace it. Just click the checkbox and take the credit.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, take absolutely. Okay, so I've hooked this up. Now I'm going to switch over to log analytics, which we can access here. It's just a resource here in the Azure portal, as you can see. Mm-hmm. And I've already selected my OMS workspace. I've clicked on log search, and then here I get all of the events. So log analytics has its own query language, which generates a query for me on the fly as I interactively use the user interface. So now I'm filtering on all of the events that are either the engine events or the service events. And one of the things I really like about this is that we can save our own queries. So for example, I've got a bunch of queries here, some scale-out queries, some slow queries that are being submitted to the server. But the thing that probably unlocks this the most for business intelligence professionals, because really I'm touching just the tip of the iceberg, you know, there's a whole operations management suite, et cetera. But this little Power BI button allows me to download a simple little text file with an M expression that I can copy and paste into Power BI Desktop. And now I'm really at home as a business intelligence professional. So here I've brought some events through. And
so hang on, let me see if I get my, I think we just had an inception moment
there. Yes, absolutely.
Are you using Power BI Desktop to manage your Power BI Desktop scale?
Of course, absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah.
I should have known.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just another business intelligence system. I want to know how, you know, which users are using my system, what data are they using, what's the health of my system. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much insight that I can gain about my system.
Well, what better tool for a data analyst to do?
It fits the bill perfectly, absolutely. So this is an S4 server, which has 400 query processing units, which is an abstraction of cores. Mm-hmm. It has up to 100 gigabytes of memory. So as you can see, it's doing okay on the memory. It doesn't actually cross 70 gigabytes, but the QPUs are maxed out throughout pretty much this whole hour of sample data. Mm. And if we come down here, we can see that I've got processing operations, which are data refresh operations, right? So I've got these massive data sets that I have to refresh. Mm-hmm. And these are happening at the same time as long-running queries. These are long-running queries, and there's a point on the line for when the query finishes. Right, mm-hmm. So that's suggesting that there is some contention between data refresh and long-running query operations. And so if we come down to this one, we can see the actual text of the logs. We can actually look at the queries themselves. And this query, I happen to know, makes no sense whatsoever. So this is another thing that you can monitor the queries being submitted to your server. If there's like some queries that really don't make any sense, you can figure out who was submitting these queries. Actually, in this particular case, this user did know what he was doing. But in other cases, you know, you can figure out who.
So if I said, oh, this is an order n squared thing, stop doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Who's submitting this dumb query on my server? Oh, actually, no. That user knew exactly what he was doing. So the point being that you have all of the information here. And I've also got an error event here. So this error is a timeout that's caused specifically due to contention between data refresh operations and queries. I've got a long-running query. The data refresh operation wants to take a lock. It waits 30 seconds, and then it issues an error to the query. Mm-hmm. Right. So in other words, this server looks like a good candidate for scale-out.
Sure. I mean, it seems like there's a number of reasons. As I'm speaking from a place of naivete,
yeah,
it just seems to me that any extended yeah. QPUs there.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something going on there.
Well.
There's something going on there. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
So, and this will help you get to the bottom of it.
Let me guess. A checkbox.
A checkbox indeed. Of course. If it's not a checkbox, it's a slider
it's
bar.
It's a slider bar.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
I will accept slider bar as the answer to this question.
All right. So, in fact, let's take a look. So, here we go. Back to the Azure Managed Services resource. Mm-hmm. And now we'll come up to the scale section.
Okay.
I'll quickly point out that we can, of course, scale up and down the SKU. So if I need some extra horsepower, maybe for just half an hour while I'm loading a massive data set at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can get it. When I'm done, I scale it back down again, and the promise of the cloud, I only pay for what I actually require. It's a beautiful thing, right? And the same applies to not only scale up and down, but also to scale out.
Mm-hmm.
So for scale out, I can click here on replicas, and guess what? It's just a simple slider bar. I can choose up to 7 read-only replicas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can choose to separate the processing server from the query pool, which means that I can perform those data refresh
right.
operations without impacting queries.
And in this case, that appears to be the primary issue, isn't
that
it?
That is the primary issue in this particular case, yes. And I'll just point out that this, kind of like the diagnostic logging, was extremely expensive and time-consuming to do on-premises. Customers would have to set up load balancers and set up virtual directories over in Azure Services, not to mention the data copying to the replicas, you know, the data storage costs for large amounts of data. This is now a simple slider bar. It's just a prime example of how the cloud is making our customers' lives so much easier.
Is this available now?
This is available now. It's generally available.
Fantastic. So somebody out there who's running analysis services just went to bed, they woke up, and then there's now a checkbox and a slider bar.
There's a checkbox and a slider bar, and their life is so much simpler. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I am learning all about scaling up and out Azure analysis services here on Azure Friday.